Jesus said to his disciples, "In those days, after that tribulation, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from the sky, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. And then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the end of the earth to the end of the sky. Learn a lesson from the fig tree. When its branch becomes tender and sprouts leaves, you know that summer is near. In the same way, when you see these things happening, know that he is near, at the gates. Amen, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But of that day or hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father." The Gospel of the Lord.
There is a big difference between going on a flight for business and taking a flight to see family. Maybe this connects for some who are flying about a week and a half for Thanksgiving. But the Lord has a confusing gospel for us today. It's okay to admit, there's a lot going on. It's kind of hard to grasp. I think a helpful image for us could be the image of a flight. Sure, there's a flight in the plane to get to our destination, but there's also the gate to board the plane, the flight over, and then the gate to get off the plane to finally reach your destination. For us, the gate to enter into the plane is baptism. The gate is Jesus Christ and what he did for us in his death and resurrection. In holy baptism is how we receive it. Our gospel says the Son of Man came in the clouds. The sun was darkened, the moon failed to give light. The day Christ died for us, there was an eclipse of the sun. That was the moment we boarded the plane and Christ made heaven possible for us. We are now on the plane of sorts, traveling on a pilgrimage to our destination to get home to heaven one day. We also have to be concerned with exit, the gate to get off. It's either going to be the day we die or the second coming of Jesus Christ. No one knows the day of our death or the day of Christ's second coming. That's not for us to know. And frankly, that's a good thing. Why would it be good for us to know the day or the hour or the place when Jesus would come again? That wouldn't be helpful to us, actually. As nice as it might sound to know out of our curiosity, like, yeah, it'd be kind of nice to know, that's the day. That's like saying, okay, you're gonna fall in love with that person this day, this time, this place. But until then, you don't have to bother with that. So just keep on doing what you want to do. That's ridiculous. The same idea, it's kind of just weird to think. It'd be nice to know the day or the hour so I can put off having to worry about Jesus coming. The Lord is going to come. He comes every day. But there's going to be a day he comes with finality to it, when we'll stand before him and be judged. Please God by his mercy. But it's not for us to know the day or the hour, because we have to be every day ready for his coming. We have to be ready every day, longing for him. It is not a business flight. It's not for us just to be, all right, get my affairs in order, be ready the day comes. No, as the psalm says, he is our everything. O Lord, you are my inheritance. We have to go on this journey, not just getting our things straight, getting our lives in order, sure. But more than that, we have to be on a journey home to him. The Lord is our inheritance. The Lord is our everything. If it's just something we have to get together, the journey is boring. The journey is just work. But if it's to get home to the one who is our joy, our everything, our inheritance, everything about this life, this journey to get home, has meaning and has the capacity for hope and joy. Let us ask God for the grace that our journey home might be one of expectation, of longing for Him. Anything less is too boring, and anything less might not get us home. O Lord, You are our inheritance. Be our everything.